Valley. If they continue, we'll have that on Friday. We'll have that on Saturday. Saturday, you're also going to have North Carolina at Duke. Coach K's last game coaching before the tournament at Duke. That's going to be a big deal. And the fact that it's North Carolina to have that all happen is perfect. Then you have the Missouri Valley Arch Madness Championship game will be on Sunday. Once again, Kevin Lehman coming in the next segment. We have all kinds of talk in the Missouri Valley, Drake, you and I, Loyola, everybody, Missouri State, and what he thinks and what can happen and how many teams can they get into the tournament and all that goes with that. Am I missing anything there? No. So this segment will be brought to you by, if I use the right, when you have two mouses sitting there, what am I thinking? It's going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is a new sponsor. They happen to be Iowa's intelligent building solution. They automate your building systems and gain instant access to system controls from your preferred computer devices, which means that they can run your heating, your cooling, and all sorts of other things. And you can do it. You don't have to go down and check. You can do it by computer, and everything that they do is pretty amazing. Since 1991, Woodman Controls Company has been designing intelligent building solutions for companies throughout Iowa. They are an independent Iowa-based contractor that designs, engineers, installs, commissions, and services building automation systems. We use open platforms so that your system operation remains straightforward yet flexible and easy for someone, even like me, Steen, to be able to control those things. Once again, it's Woodman Controls. They're out in Urbandale, 11009 Aurora Avenue, and I appreciate that they are a part of the program. I read an interesting social media tweet, and I want to agree with him, which we usually do because we both have the same name and we're friends and we kind of think alike. But Gary Kerner put on here that college baseball is the most under-marketed, under-penetrated, missed opportunity in sports. Yes or no? Seize your opportunities. Sorry I had to say it. Gary, I'm here to say it with you. I'm going to put a caveat on there. And the caveat that I'm going to put on there is I'm going to throw women's softball in there as well. This is Steen on Sports. And I have had the mindset of I want to see more of Olympic sports. And I want to see them evenly. I want the women's game to grow and become as big as it possibly can. And I think we're heading in that direction. So what I would even say even more, I would love to see more college baseball and softball doubleheaders and getting to see both of them playing at the same time and getting the crowds to come in. I wish that instead of women's softball being down in, I do believe it's in Oklahoma City, if they could find an avenue to see that at in Omaha or somewhere in the Central that you could have both going on at the same time. I am a proponent of the NCAA basketball. They didn't do it this year. They're still thinking about having men's and women's NCAA basketball in the same site at the same time, at the same sites at the same time. To be able to play games and have them play on opposite nights so that you are getting the full effect. The reason that I'm saying this is some of the biggest sports growing right now are women's basketball, women's soccer, women's softball. And something that needs to grow is men's baseball, collegiate baseball. It is fun. Gary, I agree with you. It is you don't get to see enough games on TV. It's not talked about enough. And it's a very fun opportunity to be able to watch baseball. And here's the other thing that I wish could happen. The most difficult thing for a lot of us, especially in Iowa, our baseball, we used to be one of two that played our baseball in the wrong part of the year. We have to do that because of weather, and I don't know what you can do to make that different. it's extremely difficult either way. You still get some bad weather when it's going to. But getting back to college baseball, I always thought that Olympic sports should be treated differently and they should be able to go out and raise money differently. One of the things that I dislike about college, what they consider to be Olympic sports, even though they consider softball to be an Olympic sport, not baseball to a certain extent too. Baseball and women's softball, you don't have them at all the schools because if they don't meet the Olympic sport requirement, you can't have one without having one or two of the other. I don't know what this specific rule is, but the simple fact that that's happening, that's where you have to take. And I had this crazy thing right here. Where is my Iowa, the Big Ten will become the first conference to break $1 billion in media right deals, up from $440 million. So in 1 year, they are going to go up $560 million. The NCAA and the governing board and the amount of money that's out there and where it's going and who it's going to and all of that. The simple fact that if you have a Division I sport that you could be able to play, you should be able to play it, and we should be able to find money to play it. And if you can't find money through the regular channels, then, hey, how about we agree to disagree and say that it is 2022, and the fact is that we should be able to raise money so we can get sports, so you can watch sports and play them. It's good for college kids to be able to play sports. It's good to be able to go watch them play sports. Money shouldn't be an object, especially with the amount of money that is going somewhere. We just don't know where all of it is going. And the fact that the Big Ten is going to have $1 billion in television revenue, what's the SEC going to have? It's a lot of money. And the only thing that I ever see happen is when you get something good to happen to somebody, they try to find ways to pick it apart. Name, image, likeness. Perfect example, Caitlin Clark and... oh my goodness, they're even a tenant. And it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's a tax company. H&R Block. Thank you, my brain. It came back. She is getting ready to do a name, image, likeness deal with H&R Block to try to... One of their things they're trying to do is trying to equal out name, image, and likeness in the amount of dollars that are going to male students and female students. I understand to a certain extent. And I may be an uphill battle and maybe I'm off base and, you know, whatever. I believe that shared success of programs, and you're seeing it in this state. And I don't know what all the rest of the states are. I don't live there, but I see this state. Okay. And we're looking at, we're looking at men's and women's basketball. Guess what? Men's and women's basketball in this state with you and I, Drake, Iowa State, and Iowa is really, really good. Let's take football. Iowa and Iowa State football, really, really good. You and I football, really, really good. Drake football in the Pioneer League, really, really good. Are they all funded the same? No. Do they all have the same type of... you know, pros and cons? No. Can it get better? Yes. So maybe that's what we need to do. You look at softball. All four softball teams, really good. We can't necessarily look at baseball because not everybody has baseball. University of Iowa has a really good baseball program ran by a really good guy who had a really good baseball program at UNI, and then they took it away. And that's too bad. But you keep going. Soccer, swimming, wrestling. Look at wrestling. There's another one. UNI, breakout year. Iowa State, breakout year. Iowa, another great season on top of great season on top of great season. There's all these things to be so proud of in this state, but it could be better. We could bring more in. Iowa High School baseball, once again, staying away from Principal Park. And it's fun. It's fun to go there and have baseball there. I agree. Playing in Carroll and playing in playing at Iowa Hawkeye Stadium, except for the one thing, and you'll have people playing on a turf field. Having a turf field in Iowa is extremely important because of weather extremes, right? And as cold as it is, you can scoop snow, you can brush snow off, and man, you can go out on that baseball field all you want. The problem is when it's 110 degrees, that baseball field is hot. But once again, it's just something that needs. So the thinking process in my head, right? Turf fields, nice. Turf fields that all the little plastic pebbles are all black. Can't we make them tan? Can we make them yellow? Can we make them any other color but the color that conducts the sun's heat even more? I always thought that was kind of funny. Sorry about that. And I'm kind of off a little, but it happens to be something that I'm strongly for, and I love talking about it, and it gets me excited, and that's when my brain doesn't work as good as it normally does. Not that it ever does. But we have so many great things that are going on right now, and we always seem to find a way to mess them up. I mean, baseball is coming off a great year last year. Young players dominating baseball, and they can't get out of their way. You know, you have everything going on in football and in the NBA and all over. Hockey, NASCAR, F1. I didn't even know what F1 was. We are in a sports bonanza. And how we get our sports is amazing. I was able to watch all kinds of games this year. You still have games, okay? The next time a team in a conference thinks it's okay to start their own television, stop it. Longhorn Network may be the dumbest thing that I've ever heard of in my life. And it makes it absolutely, it was so bad that the conferences had to pretty much buy it out to make sure it works. And you can't get them. You can't tell me that you can't put all these games on TV in their areas or make it just another one of these things that NCAA can have. You know what? Make it so the games are on TV. I live in a house with two women that love sports. And when those games aren't on TV, when it says they're supposed to be on TV, it is not a fun house to be in. When Nana and Jen Bear want to watch sports, by golly, they're going to watch sports. And they don't like it when they're not on there. We have to figure it out. If we want to spend money on stuff, spend money on getting more people to enjoy your sport. It brings you more money. I don't know when I pay $39.95 if all my money goes to ESPN to talk, to pay all their talking heads. I hope it doesn't. I love listening to them. They're brilliant people. But man, do they make a lot of money too? Who knew? I would love to do this for free. That's right. It's close. But I wouldn't change it for the world. I get to sit in here and talk. I can sit in here and I can talk about Gary Kerner and I can talk about whoever I want. But I get it. I get to bring people in with me. I get to talk about a Jack Kerner who was a walk-on at the University of Iowa and may come away as one of the top 10 popular players of all time. And you know what? Jack Devlin last night hitting that half-court shot. Guess who was watching? Jen Baron Nana. And they were watching because one of Nate's buddies, Ben Sheridan, is a manager along with Jack Devlin, and they wanted to see Ben Sheridan. If we know people, it's even bigger. And that's the way we are. That's the type of sport, and that's how we grow sports, by doing that, by loving the things that you do because, hey, I knew his mom and dad. I knew him. I coached him. I love doing that. I saw a picture of Carter Baumler, who had kind of a setback the year before, a little bit of elbow problems. We all saw him throwing, and it was a text machine coming from families going, look at Carter, look at Carter, look at Carter, look at Carter. That's what we're looking for. That is what's going to save. That's what would save baseball. It's the people that don't have that same love for baseball that's killing baseball. Because if you love baseball, you just want to watch it. There's times I wouldn't even care how much I have paid for it, except for the fact that I know where that money's going, and it's going to the owners, and I don't like it. I have Kevin Lehman coming in here next. There's not a better college announcer or college. It's going to be unbelievable. You need to come back in here and listen to it. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Kevin Lehman, myself, Missouri Valley, next.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Capital City. It's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. You're listening to Steen on Sports on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'm going to do this really quick. This segment is going to be brought to you by BetMGM. If you're going to do some sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the app, deposit some money, have some fun. Make sure you gamble responsibly. Make sure you don't bet more than you can afford to lose. And get in the game and watch games differently if you're doing sports betting. Once again, thank you to BetMGM for being a sponsor of this program. My next guest is at Kevin Lehman on Twitter. He is Kevin Lehman. Kevin, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Getting ready to go down to St. Louis because they're going to throw it up for Arch Madness there in a couple days.
I have a couple of questions to ask you, and I thoroughly enjoyed your calls the past weekend. It was so much fun to watch. I've been watching Kevin for a long time. Our paths have crossed a time or two. If I had to ask you right now, who's the best team in the Missouri Valley right now?
Well, I would have to say Northern Iowa based on what happened on Saturday and that win over Loyola. And I think since, they've got one loss in their last 9 or 10 games, and that was the beatdown they took at the Ramblers in Chicago. But they certainly turned that around and took some of the things that they struggled with, especially defensively, guarding the high screen role that Loyola used, and did a great job of smothering that on Saturday. So I think with A.J. Green also, Steve, as you know, he is back in the last 2 weeks. This is the A.J. Green we saw 2 weeks ago before. 2 years ago before he had the hip surgery. I think he's playing at a high level and named Valley Player of the Year, which he certainly deserves.
I don't think people realize with Bowen Bourne's size, you know, not that it hinders him, but just how good an athlete this young man is and the way he played over the weekend was quite amazing.
He's been doing that for the last 2 or 3 weeks, probably even a longer since. You know, he broke a finger on his shooting hand right before the season started, so he had it taped to his other finger. And then since he couldn't shoot, he was running all the time and developed some shin splints. So he was not healthy till after January 1st. And, you know, Elstein, you've been around these guys. I think he's got long arms and big hands.
Yep. Absolutely.
It allows him to play bigger than he is, but he's got that explosive step. His sense of basketball and timing and how to find seams of defense is so uncanny. You know, and I knew his dad. I coached against his dad when he was playing at Valley High School. He's got some of that in him. But I've watched him go up and dunk a basketball with one step. That's how good an athlete he is. And he is listed at 5'11". I'm not sure if he's that big.
Yeah, it's crazy to see him play. He plays a lot like his dad did. His dad was a little taller, but and Michael will get mad at me for that. Bowen's way more athletic than Mike was. And Mike was a great athlete. So not to put Mike down.
I gotta tell you one story about Mike. I don't know if I've told you a story. I was coaching at Dowling. He was playing with Matt Bullard at Valley and he broke his right hand. Now he's right handed, not like his son. He went to the free throw line that day and he went 10 for 10. From the free throw line with his left hand, Michael Bourne, in like 1983 or something. It was unbelievable. Who does that?
Okay, I'll do you one too. It was 1984. We had played, I played for Southeast Polk with Sean Morris. And we had played Valley the first game of the year, or first part of the year, and we beat them. And the second part, I mean, I had a pretty good game. Mike had a great game. He was a great player. I mean, they had Matt Bullard. They had
Jay Goodman.
Jay Goodman. Yeah. They had a lot of good players. Same thing. The next game that I played him, he had hurt his hand, and I had held him and maybe got a little bit too big for my britches. I think he scored 32 against me, and he played left-handed. So that's how good an athlete he is. So I never cut him down. But his son is fun to watch. A huge loss today for the Drake Bulldogs, not having DJ Wilkins coming into this tournament.
Well, I'm with you on that, and I feel so bad for a DJ, really likable kid. He got named to the all-defensive team, which I was glad to see. I voted for him on that. He did a great job of limiting A.J. Green. Both times they played them, he shut down Mosley, Reeves, all the big scorers in the backcourt. DJ Wilkins was fantastic on it. And this happens every year. The Bulldogs go into St. Louis banged up. If Reed's able to pull another rabbit out of his hat, we'll see how the Bulldogs do. But they got a tough matchup on this Friday against Southern Illinois, a team they've beaten twice, but they've only beaten them by 2 points each time.
Yeah, and Southern Illinois is actually really fun to watch as well. We are very lucky in this state that you have coaches like Darren DeVries, Ben Jacobson, TJ, and Fran up at Iowa, and you know, it is getting to a point, and I've been trying to work on this all week to try to help people understand that even though, yes, this is the Missouri Valley, and sometimes people don't think, since it's not a Power 5, that it's not as big a deal. Kevin, how can I help explain to people that sometimes the top four teams in the Missouri Valley, when they play basketball, aren't as much different as getting 9 teams from the SEC to get into the NCAA tournament?
Those top four teams you're talking about, I might even throw Bradley in there, they can all win a first-round game.
Yes.
And there may be a team, if Northern Iowa continues to stay hot, or even Loyola, can get back to Sweet 16. But here's how you explain it to them, Dean. It's a great point. If you're Iowa or those other teams, the Big Ten, the top echelon, going into their tournament, they can get beat the first round and they're still in the tournament. When you're playing in these mid-majors, it is do or die, man. You're going home if you get beat, if you stub your toe. There's so much more pressure on these mid-major tournaments, and I think that's what makes them fantastic to watch, because so much more at stake.
And it just seems to me that the basketball is so pure and fun to watch. I enjoy that. When you look at the Iowa State Cyclones, Kevin, it's not easy for – if anybody could do it, TJ could, but to bring in so many different players – and he had a lull. Do you think that Iowa State is now coming out of that lull and they kind of understand who they are, what they are, and maybe have a shot winning a first-round game in the NCAA?
Oh, no question. They're on a roll where they won 4 in a row. I thought the big win was at TCU. They got this thing started on February 15th. They had Oklahoma State at home, and now they're going to, last game of the season, they go into Baylor. Always tough to go in senior night. But Baylor's a little bit banged up, but I think this is a team that's got a lot of momentum going into the tournament. And you got Brockington, he's first team all Big 12. And also, he's newcomer of the year in my book. And I don't know, there's got to be one of those federal investigations if he's not first team and he's not newcomer of the year in the Big 12.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. And you know, a lot of these guys have the opportunity to come back and play an extra year. And it's going to be interesting to see what TJ does and how that works. I know you know Kenyon Murray. He has two amazing young athletes in Chris and Keegan. Expectations for Keegan. I knew he was going to be good. I didn't know he was going to be this good. And now it's to the point where I've heard some people talk about some other names that they want to be number one pick or number two pick or number three pick. And I've watched them play. Your kids from Duke and kids from other places. And they're not a five-tool player like Keegan is. I think he's going to have a wonderful NBA career.
Oh, he's going to have a long career. And, you know, if Chris keeps developing, comes back another year, he may be the same because he's got the same body type. And I tell you the best thing about those two kids, Keegan and Chris, the way they carry themselves. You can't speed them up on the court. You can't get them pissed off. You can't get them to play outside their comfort zone. And that's an amazing attribute to have, especially when you go into an NBA season where there's, you know, it's a long, grueling season. I think Keegan's going to have a fantastic year. And I tell you what, if you listen to the Big Ten today or those shows on the Big Ten Network, they're starting to pitch him as player of the year in the Big Ten, ahead of Johnny Davis, ahead of Kofi Coburn, ahead against the kid at Purdue, Jaden Ivey. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets named Big Ten player of the year if the Hawks continue to run here, because chance to win at Michigan, and the way they got the momentum going, they could get the big upset, even though it will be a senior day at Illinois.
I agree, and I agree with that one. And the thing that, when I'm looking at it, you had one, the Pablo from, I can't remember what his last name is, from Duke. They were kind of comparing him to him, and I'm like, he's not a five-tool player. Then they were talking about some other guys, and I'm like, their team doesn't go to him when they need a bucket. Keegan does all of that. I mean, he brings the ball up the floor. He does all of that. Now, looking at another player with University of Iowa, if you had to explain to somebody who really hadn't seen Jordy Bohannon his entire career, how would you explain Jordy Bohannon to them?
I would call him the kid with the peach face. It looks like he should be in junior high. But can light you up. And have you ever met a Bohannon that couldn't shoot the basketball?
No.
I mean, look, Matt Bohannon still got the record for threes at you and I, and A.J. Green's closing in on him, but I don't know if he's going to catch him. And then you know, those kids can all shoot it, and their dad's a football quarterback. Figure that one out.
When you look at A.J. Green and everything going on and the way that he plays, I'm trying to figure out if he has a comp, you know, if he has a comp that could play, you know, that could show that he could play in the NBA. I don't know how to comp him, Kevin. Do you?
That's a great point, because we always try to compare him to, you know, past players we've seen. And he's got such a unique game. And, of course, his signature is to be able to hit deep threes with guys hanging on him. He creates some space at times, but other times he doesn't need the space. And the story goes, you know, if you heard it, when he was a youngster, he had his shot out in front of himself, and his dad, Kyle, kept getting on him and said, you got to raise your release point. You got to raise it up. And we have that term 4x4, 4 inches in front of your forehead, 4 inches above. Well, that's where Kyle wanted to go to. Well, despite dad, that's why he cranked it back over his head. And that's why we have today that shot that is impossible to block, impossible to stop. And you saw Lucas Williamson, defensive player of the year in the Valley from Loyola. There's a couple plays where his hand was right in AJ's eyes, right in his grill, and still nothing but the bottom of the net on AJ Green. So he's got a unique ability to score with people hanging on him.
Once again, we're talking to Kevin Lehman. He's at Kevin Lehman on Twitter. I could talk to Kevin forever. One of the things I try to tell my kids, we're always talking about, you know, who was the greatest basketball player of all time, and if you went from high school all the way to the NBA, who is it? And, you know, they love LeBron, they love Michael Jordan, and I always tell them that my one person that I always say is Lew Alcindor to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They changed the way you could play basketball in high school. They changed the way you could play basketball at college to try to slow him down, and all he did when he went to the NBA was win. what would you say to my three lovely sons about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah, they had to take the dunk out when he was a freshman in college because the freshman team at UCLA beat the varsity badly. And that varsity went on to win an NCAA title. And that's when freshmen weren't eligible. The skyhook, still the most deadly, unstoppable shot ever known to basketball. But you got to tell your kids about Wilt Chamberlain because
yep.
He used to dunk his free throws. They outlawed the dunk on free throws because of Wilt Chamberlain.
And that is the great thing about, you know, and you hope that they get to see these and they come out and they have more shows and programs about that. There's so many great players. Getting back to the Missouri Valley, if you had to say today, who are we going to see in the championship game and who do you think may pull it out?
Well, the unfortunate thing that happened, because Loyola lost twice to Drake did Northern Iowa no favors by beating the Ramblers twice. So that makes this matchup on Saturday if they both win their first round. And Loyola's got a tough one. They got Bradley, which is a bad matchup for the Ramblers on Friday afternoon. But if it goes chalk, Northern Iowa's going to play Loyola on Saturday afternoon in the semis instead of in the championship game. Now, Loyola, they are the first team out on Joe Lombardi's bracketology. I mean, they're team number 69. They got to get a couple wins. But we know that Northern Iowa and Drake need to win this entire tournament if they're going to the NCAA tournament. So right now, I'm still thinking Northern Iowa is playing the better than anyone with the injury to DJ Wilkins that makes it that much tougher for Drake. And I don't think Missouri State has the DNA to be a championship team, and that's just my personal opinion on the Bears.
One last take for you. We got about a minute. What's your thoughts on Caitlin Clark?
I'm speechless. It's unbelievable.
I mean,
you got to see.
I don't know how
to
explain
play.
It. I don't know how to explain it either, Kevin. I just don't.
I don't think this is a once in a generation player, and she's playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes. I mean, her ability to score from anywhere on the court, and her game is so complete in her ability to pass it, rebound, defend. I've never seen anyone, whether it's a woman or man, play such a complete game as her. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm trying to think, look, and I'm comparing her to men when I first think about that. But I was able to call games for that girl from UConn, UNESCO.
Yes.
She's above that level because UNESCO couldn't score this way.
Yeah,
she was a great passer, and I had their game down the Paradise Dam years ago.
Kev, as always, enjoy it. I love talking to you, and we'll talk later, my friend.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Good one in St. Louis.
Kevin Lehman, there is nobody better. He has stories. I've got to sit and talk to him and listen to him, and I could do it forever. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. I'll be back right after this commercial.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home.
The Marines.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Last segment on this Tuesday. Once again, please drive home safely. I want to get everybody home. I want to get home safely. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. And the website at 1700thechamp.com. I want to thank Kevin Lehman. He's in between doing a whole bunch of interviews for the MVC tournament this weekend, and he was nice enough to come in here and give us some love, and I appreciate that as always. During the last couple of these segments, and I don't want to embarrass him, but it's so nice when you're doing a show and you're asking questions and people answer them, and then you get to talk a little bit back and forth, and I got to talk back and forth with somebody that listens to the show and enjoyed hearing good comments back. I know that I love doing this, and I told him it was like being I'm like a kid in a candy store. I love doing it. I just have to have some kind of thought process on, well, I hope other people love that we're doing it as well. So I'm always thinking that way. And it was nice that to get some comments back. On Kevin Lehman, there's nobody better, folks. And seriously, if there was ever a time, maybe when we get in between, right before the NCAA start, maybe I can get him in here for a couple of segments and just have him tell stories. They are so much fun. Trust me, they're so much more fun when we both get to have a beer and have them. But doing it on the radio is just as good as well. So we will continue to do that as well. At Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. The website is 1700thechamp.com. If my audio boom is loading, then I will have the podcast up. I want to thank our sponsors of the show. Woodman Controls, Laser Home Services, Northwest Bank, BetMGM, and the Build My Future program, hands-on skilled trade event that's going to be at the Iowa State Fairgrounds on April 13th, 2022. It's a big deal. I really enjoy it's probably been the biggest thing that I've liked to put out there that I have. So, you know, to get young people to be able to see that there's a lot out there, and you get to meet the employers. You get to meet the people. They're going to tell you about the skills you need. They're going to tell you the skills you need to work on. They're going to see you. They're going to talk to you. You have to have all these abilities. The biggest ability for a young man or a young woman to have is the ability to talk to adults. And the ability to talk to adults in a way that puts you on even ground and you can have a fluent conversation. Now, sometimes sometimes adults aren't very good at having conversations either. I have had more compliments of my three boys of their ability to talk to adults more than anything else in sports they've ever done or anything like that. The ability to be nice, kind, and be able to talk to people is a huge thing, and probably is the reason that Major League Baseball is not playing, because adults don't know how to talk to each other. I do want to remind you of this on Thursday. That's March 3rd. Location is at Wellman's. I love Wellman's, and I'm having a hard time saying that the Wellman's. Wellman's Pub and Rooftop. It's in West Des Moines. Circa Sports and myself and KGGO with B-Sox. We are going to be there. B-Sox is going to be there between 2 and 4 doing his show live. I'm going to be there between 4 and 6 doing my show live. And you'll get to meet the Circa Sports team. You can find out how to get Circa swag, food, drinks. Sign up for the Circa Sports app. Register for a free pair of all session passes to the Big 12. This is what, since I had a couple of gentlemen on from Circa Sports earlier, Circa Sports features the highest limits, lowest hold, sharpest odds, which means higher payouts on your winning wagers. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app by visiting circasports.com. Social media handles, make sure if you go out there and look, it's at Circa Sports. I've posted a few times out there today. We'll do some more tonight, but that's on Thursday. Come out and meet B-Sox, meet Steen, and we'll be extremely happy to talk to you. ISU is going to honor George Condit, Carter Booth, Isaiah Brockington, Gabe Kalishar, and Jazz Coons. I do believe, I don't know about Carter Booth, but the other four, if they're looks to be maybe not the ability to be drafted, I do believe they all can come back and play an extra year. I don't know that for sure, and I will make sure that I check that out. But I think it, from the people that I've been seeing today and commenting back and forth with other people on social media, I do believe that to be true. There's been so many of these really good stories over the past 2 weeks with all the things that are going on between Russia and Ukraine and everything. And it's devastating and it's difficult. It's not understandable. It doesn't make sense and it needs to stop. But sometimes the adults in the room, I said before, sometimes adults in the room don't understand how to make things be nice. Sometimes we as big time adults, grown up adults, we don't know how to be nice. It's Patrick Swayze, right? Be nice. Be nice. Max Shulga is from Ukraine. He plays at Utah State. He checked into the game the other night, and the entire student section had yellow and blue pom-poms and went yellow and blue for Ukraine. There are 7 Division I basketball players from Ukraine playing currently. If you can, and you do, and you have the ability, that would be a good time. Think about them, pray about them, whatever you like to do or do. But that's a lot of stress, folks. Here they are doing something they love to do, playing basketball at universities in the United States, and their parents and loved ones and friends and family are going through what they're going through. Think about them. Help them. When you went through the Missouri Valley, a lot of local teams had some love. Bowen Bourne was named sixth man player of the year. AJ Green was first team, and I do believe he was the UNI or the men's player of the year. Roman Penn was third team. Noah Carter was second team. Tucker DeVries was second team. Garrett Sturts was second team. That's a big deal, and that's a really cool thing. Derek Jeter, when he was working for his baseball team in Major League Baseball, you know, we come down on the National Football League on, you know, not having upper management positions in the National Football League that African Americans are not a part of. Derek Jeter was the only and the first black chief executive officer in Major League Baseball. And now there's none. You just don't, that those kind of numbers just, they're daunting, right? Once again, I don't know what the split is in Major League Baseball. It's 32 Major League Baseball teams. One executive is an African-American. I know the splits aren't like that. We have work to do. We have work to do as a country. You know, I remember when I was growing up, and my parents weren't very political. I was probably more political than my parents were. I think it drove them crazy. And not the same political mindset that they had either. But when you had the speech from the president, State of the Union, you sat down and you listened because you needed to know. I don't think we do that anymore. I don't even think we pay attention. And that's probably not a good thing. I got 30 seconds, my last one. Jose Andres is a celeb chef. I don't know if you've seen him. He helps homeless people all over the United States. He cooks meals everywhere. There's disasters and everything. He is in Ukraine right now, right on the border, and he is doing as many meals as he can. Once again, I don't care what you do or how you do it. Think of him. Think of all the people that are there helping him, helping others. Do that tonight. Think about how you can try to thoughtfully put in perspective. I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can. It doesn't work very well. I'll say, they need prayers. Give some prayers out there. It's not a bad thing to do. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I appreciate you coming in today. I will see you tomorrow.